You and I are beautiful beings, whether we know it or not. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. You and I are wonderful beings, whether we know it or not. We don't always have to know that we're wonderful beings for us to be wonderful beings, but when we know that we are wonderful beings, it's a lot better. It's a lot more exciting. It's a lot more interesting when we know that we are wonderful beings. How many times did you wake up with a happy smile in your face and happy smile in your voice and say, "Wow, this is a great day"? Well, every time I do that, I feel just wonderful. It doesn't really matter what I've done during the night. All the dreams that I've had, all the imaginations that I've gone into, all of the experiences that I have. But when I wake up in the morning, I say, "Hey, it's a new day. Hey, it's a wonderful day. Hey, it's a day for me to do what I want to do." Now, what do I want to do today? Oh, there are many normal things that I do every day, and those things I'll do, but what do I want to do today? What attitude do I want to have in my heart, in my mind, in my life today? What kind of an attitude do I want to have? Well, now, the attitude that I have in my heart, in my life, in my world today is the attitude, is the experience, is the world that I am going to enjoy today. If I have an attitude of happiness, I will enjoy a world of happiness today. If I have an attitude of success, I will enjoy a world of success today. If I have an attitude of right relationships, I will have a world of right relationships. It's all a matter of what sort of attitude I have about it. Now, things are going to be just as they were every other day, except I'm going to have an attitude that I choose to have about my world. I'm going to have an attitude I choose to have about who I am and where I am going in life. Now, if I listen to the radio, television, if I listen to any of the internet news reports, and they want to tell me what's going on in the world, and then I make a judgment and I say that's good and that's bad, I've had an attitude. But if I am the master, and I say, "Come, world, tell me everything that's good. Come, world, tell me everything that's beautiful. Come, world, tell me everything that's fine and dandy," and that's all I want to hear. You say, "Well, you're sort of putting your head in the sand, you know, like an ostrich there. You don't want to pay attention to life." Well, I want to pay attention, all right. I want to pay attention to life that is good and beautiful and wonderful. You say there's a problem somewhere? All right. I say there's a solution somewhere. So I'm going to treat that they find that solution to bring happiness into their world. Now, is that also bad? If I say there's a problem in the world, and oh, it is terrible. Oh, it is ugly. Oh, it is mean. Oh, those people shouldn't do that, and this shouldn't be this way. And well, what sort of solution is that going to be for me in my world or for them in their world? But if I say to myself, I see them finding the solution to the desires of their heart right now, and they are fulfilled right now. I am putting a cause into the universal consciousness. I'm putting a cause in my consciousness that says that the solution is there now. Well, I can say that for myself, too. Hey, that's pretty good, too. If I can spend time on worrying about other things in the world and other people in the world and in other circumstances in the world, I can start spending some time on my own. So I'm going to spend time on my own saying, I have the solution to every desire of my heart right now. I have the solution to every desire of my heart right now. What a wonderful attitude to have. I am surrounded by wonderful, happy, joyous people all the time. And these happy, joyous, wonderful people are sparkling and alive and dynamic, and they're my dearest friends. I live in a body that is just fabulous. I know the solution to every circumstance in my body now. And the circumstances of my body, the solution to those circumstances of my body, those solutions are my thought, my attitude, my word. And so I carefully choose my word when I speak about my body. When I speak about anybody's body, I carefully choose my word and say, all is good and all is very good. Wow, what a way to run a world. What a way to run a life. What beautiful attitudes to have. I can make a difference. And I can make a difference right now in my life, in my world, and in all around me. If it's my choice, I can choose to go one direction or another. And I choose to go the direction of solutions, happiness, success, right action, peace, love, wholeness now. Join me. If you would like to talk to a practitioner on the solution to your circumstance, on the solution to your world problems, on the solution to your personal life, dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. A practitioner will answer the phone, and you will say to the practitioner, I would like to put a cause in motion in my life that will bring about happiness, peace, and right action in everything I do. Would you give me some guidance, please? And the practitioner will say, yes, indeed I will. That is what I'm here for. And every bit of guidance I give to somebody else, I'm giving to myself too. And wow, I've got the best job in the whole world. And you say, oh, you sure do. Am I glad I called you? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let them help you to find the beneficial fulfillment for any desire you have for yourself. The practitioner will say with you, it is done. And I say to you, thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. And know that as I love myself, I love you. I love you. I love you.